There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So by this point, I'm like, all right, I'm going to take a day to sleep on this. And I was going to say, like, to pray on this, but that's just not the kind of things you talk to God about. Like, okay, you know, it's just not, like, this is actually the thing, the time when you're, like, shutting God out. Like,
pray,
you know what?
Pray for the side piece to be.
Right, can the side piece be the kind of side piece I need, God? Right, so, like, that's just not.
In Jesus' name. Right.
Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Andrea.
Welcome to The Cheat Code.
This is the story of an affair between one woman
and one man,
told over 10 episodes. Episode 2, Social Media Fuckery.
Parents speaking in parables, paradise, what they want from these shawties never saw.
So the last time we left off, we were in a word.
In a word, stunning,
right,
was the carefully crafted DM. It was my first DM too, I think.
Your first slide into the DMs. It was the first receipt.
And it was really well done.
Of an intentional
DM. I mean, look
DM.
Where we are.
I mean, right.
That's how you
10
do
years
a DM,
later, right?
That's how you shoot a shot.
That's how you shoot a shot. I congratulate you on your shot shooting.
I'm congratulating myself. It was thought out. It probably took me like 8 to 11 minutes to actually put together like 9 words.
So were you looking at my picture for inspiration when you were?
The picture popped up. And I think differently and as importantly, I didn't want you to be uncomfortable. You know, I didn't want to come across as being rude or forward. I mm-hmm. wanted to show interest, but I also wanted to make sure that you felt respected. I think that was very important.
And you
I wasn't going to be
hit it out of the park.
Slimy about it. And that was important to me, like, because no matter what happened or didn't happen, when I saw you again, I wanted your opinion of me to be.
You didn't want me to roll my eyes at you.
He's cool.
Right.
You know, so that's what it was for me. My uncle told me something when I was a young man starting to date, like 15, 16. He told me something very important. He was 100% right. He said, if you are interested in a young lady, make sure she knows. And what he was referring to was friend zone. Don't fall into the friend zone because that's inescapable at a certain point.
Yeah.
So if you have a romantic interest in a lady, make sure that she knows that off the rip. So for me, it was like, I don't want this to be taken any other way except you are bad and I see you. And that picture is bad as shit. So I wrote the title to make sure, again, back to the ellipsis. I wrote the title of the DM to make sure that you were going to open it, to make sure you were going to open it. And so we're talking 2009, and this was Facebook, which...
The old people platform. It's all
right.
Good. It's fine.
But at the time, the power of, especially as it relates to our story, the power of Facebook was something I was not
ready for. Well, we had just come off of MySpace
in
like 2007. And because all of my friends on Facebook start, you became friends with this person 2008.
Right.
Like literally.
And me, it was, like 2007.
Because I'm coming off of MySpace. Right. For all of you kids out there that don't know it wasn't a music platform before. Shit was like. Facebook.
So to the word stunning, it was just what I felt like. I was stunned, and it's also, you know, I know how to do this a little bit. Like that's not a word that brothers use every day, and I know that. So if I say you're stunning, it's not like, oh baby, you fine. Oh, let me take care of you, girl. Nah, none of that bullshit. It was like, you are stunning.
I remember because this is when we still use social media on our computer, like a whole screen and hard, like hard drive and shit. Like you still had that at work. Right. So I remember being on my like desktop and opening it up and being like, oh shit. And I stopped and I was like,
Let me close the whole thing. Yeah, I saw it in a word, and I was like, all right, the last time this brother sent me a DM, it was like, hey, happy Thanksgiving, blah, 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 blah. It was nothing. So I saw it in a word, and I was like, And I opened it up, and it had my picture, like you had put the picture in.
Oh, I did that too?
Yeah, you did a lot of shit. And then, you were doing things.
Right.
You were commenting on the picture. You were letting me know this is what I'm commenting on. And you were like, stunning. And I looked at it and I closed it like the shit was hot. Like I literally was like, whoops, stop. And I sat back and I was like, damn. And I opened it again. And I read it like three more times. And then I closed it and I walked away from it because I was like, all right, bitch. Like I had talked to myself. I was like, all right, bitch, you know, you started this shit. Like, you know that you were heading down this road.
Right.
So you can't act surprised, but is this necessarily what you were going for with this? Like, whole conversations in my head.
This too,
because if I, depending on the way I answer him, this is gonna go make a hard left.
You already know,
or it's gonna be like, okay, thanks for that. It was nice knowing you. Kind of wrap this up, shit. So by this point, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take a day to sleep on this, and I was gonna say like, to pray on this, but that's just not the kind of things you talk to God about. Like, okay, you know, it's just not like this is actually the thing, the time when you're like shutting God out. Like,
pray for this side piece to be
the kind of side piece I need, God. Right. So like, that's just not
in Jesus' name.
Right. Amen. Right. So that's just not a thing. So this is when you're like, all right, closing the God curtain, as if that's a thing. And I'm going to decide on this in, you know, where I am. So that was on December 19th. I let December 20th go on by. And then I don't know what I did. I might have taken a drink or done some shit. And I was like, you know what? I'm feeling a little randy. I'm good. I can reply back. And I think I just wrote, thank you, sir.
You wrote, thank you, sir, with an exclamation point. And I went,
Family Feud, like, womp.
Yeah, I was deflated. Like, that's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I had.
I was like, all right.
And it was just like, right. I can't afford the fuckery at this point. Like, I just can't. And then, of course, you know, 2 minutes later, fuckery ensues again. Because then we start commenting and all that stuff. But I think what's important, though, is at that time, people weren't curating themselves for social media yet.
Right.
We were fucking this whole social media thing up. Right. We were actually posting our real shit.
We were just being.
People would be in arguments and be like, I hate people. People at work get on my damn nerves. Before you knew you could get fired off of a racist post or some shit.
No.
In 2009, people were actually just being on social media, writing, oversharing, doing all the things. And you weren't taking pictures of your food yet. There was no Instagram. And so I did this thing in 2015 where there's a thing on Facebook where you could get a book printed of all your statuses. And so I did from 2010 to 2015. And when I go, and it's bound and it's beautiful and it has pictures and it has all your shit. And when I go back and look at 2010 through my divorce, I'm like, bitch, what were you thinking posting that?
I know.
But it's where we were. Right. And so we were literally falling for like our political views, our music tastes, like the real shit. And so by the time you wrote that to me, I was already kind of there.
And we're hiding in plain sight. Yeah. So it is so easy. It's so defensible. So if my wife at the time looks at something and I'm like, what the fuck are you, what are you talking about? It's for the world to see. I just LOL'd at something that she wrote.
Yeah,
this doesn't mean anything. Bullshit.
The bullshit gaslighting, we would write all that. Mm-hmm. So we had no idea that there was the concept of mutual friends and of friends of friends and who can see your thing was also very new. So the only reason that I felt like Jason's wife at the time would even catch a whiff of me is because we had some mutual people, and also because you could feel our energy in our posts. Like, even if
you're
if you're paying attention, I got your humor right off the bat. So you had posted something that no one got, and I answered your joke with another joke.
It was cold. It was winter something. And I said, I saw a polar bear outside with a fur coat on.
And I was like going to get a hot chocolate from Starbucks.
Funny.
And everybody else wasn't. I was like, why y'all not here? It's fucking freezing outside.
Except you. That was super funny. Hold on. That was really funny.
It was really funny.
All right. Okay.
So it was like that sort of thing that if you are paying attention and you're intuitive and you know your spouse.
Yeah.
You know what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of that. But also, again, 2009, 2010, we are the poster children for what went wrong in social media with relationships and marriages and shit like that, because now you know.
I was writing and responding to Andrea in a way as if my wife at the time was standing right there. So that's what it was.
So we're not doing anything wrong.
Right. We hadn't slept together. On top of that, I didn't really care because my marriage was sliding and I was at a point where I was no longer interested in stopping the slide, not fully knowing that we would ultimately fail, because that's not where I was. I wasn't in a place where I was looking to leave my then wife or my marriage. I was in a different place. I was in a place where I wanted to have some fun outside of my marriage.
I was not looking to leave my marriage at all. But it was the same thing. It was like, I am unfulfilled. I would love someone who I can hard flirt with over drinks once a quarter.
Right.
And you seemed like the perfect candidate to hard flirt over drinks once a quarter. Like, it just, you see how you are?
I mean, so, I was.
So.
You chose right.
I mean, you know, and it was just like, I need someone, and this is going to sound terrible, but for anybody who has been in this situation, it's real. I need someone with as much to lose as me.
Damn right.
That needs to keep it fucking quiet.
Damn
that
right.
Seems discreet.
That gotta go home and do laundry.
That gotta go home and do laundry and kiss his wife mm-hmm. and pick up the kids and all of those things. And that sounds terrible, but it is honest. And this is what it was. And I'm like, I'm not even necessarily looking to have sex. I'm looking for someone to make me feel sexy once a quarter over drinks. This is what we're doing, right? So then we, in the DMs, we start talking, blah, blah, blah. And I remember it was between, we were the only people at work between like Christmas and New Year's.
Yep.
So we're slaves. DMing, you're doing the slave slaves. Labor, and we're DMing, and I'm like, so yeah, I'm at work, using their electricity, using their internet, shopping, no one is here. And you're like, yeah, I'm at work too. So we're going back and forth, and I remember like, we should meet for a drink sometime. Mm-hmm. And you were like, that sounds good. Let's mm-hmm. get up in the new year. Mm-hmm. And here's my phone number.
My office number,
right, because we ain't stupid. So yeah. Not even my cell phone. Here's my office number. So I remember Christmas break,
that's
and I come
monitored.
Back, and you're like, give me a call. So I'm like, okay, I'm at work. Am I going to give him a call? Like, what's happening? And I'm nervous. And I decide to give you a call. And your voicemail picked up. And I was like, I like his voice.
Well, you called before the start of my business day. That's
right,
what I remember.
Because you're not a slave like I'm a slave. And well, so my yeah. business day starts at like 7 a.m.
Yeah, my
so
job
I'm at work.
Started at 9:30.
Right.
So, yeah.
And you know, you were a little cushy back then.
Well,
so yeah. I remember calling and getting your voicemail and liking your voice. And I was happy that I got your voicemail because I didn't know what the hell to say. Like, I hadn't had to date someone and have a conversation with a man I didn't know since college. So I'm like, what the fuck do I say to a dude? Like, I'm not that person. Like, what's, like, who knows? So I was happy I got your voicemail and so that you would have to call back.
Right. And I called back immediately. And then I remember finishing dialing the last number and thinking, son, you look thirsty right now. Like, you gonna call her right back. Like, you definitely out the game, dog. But I was also not about bullshitting, you know? So I wasn't trying to play any game other than the cheat on my wife game
right.
that I was obviously playing, right? If that even makes sense. And I remember we spoke. I don't remember what we spoke about, but I do remember I felt your energy. And I didn't know necessarily that it was directed to me, but what I do remember is like, yo, she is giving me exactly the energy that I'm looking for right now.
Right.
This is fun. This is different.
How
my
long
whole
had it been since someone
right
was
now.
Excited to see
to hear
you,
from
hear you?
Me.
Like, because it hadn't
my
been that
kids
for a
are,
long time.
But
yeah.
they were babies,
right? Absolutely.
My mom wasn't even as excited to hear from me at the time like you
no,
were
because
that day.
They want to see the kids at the point where right. they have grandkids. Screw you. But it's literally that feeling. It is someone is glad of my presence.
Word.
Someone is looking forward to
Word.
Talking to me. I call
and
someone
everything
and they're voiceless.
That point,
and that was
right.
all of the things right then. So I remember agreeing, like, we're like, okay, so we really want to meet. And we agreed to meet like after work.
With my work people, which
right, because you were trying to keep it very.
And I don't even really understand what my rationale was for that at the time. As I look back on it, that was really stupid. Because
but we were trying to still play the friend game
at the time.
But we were still trying to play the
Ill?
Friend game.
And this is probably more information than I need to say right now, but
spill
none of
it.
Them liked her. So it was all good. So when you came in, we met, you know, Midtown by my office at the time, and you were on your way to another thing.
To a function with my girls.
Right.
I said, I'm going to stop through. So it made it finite. We had a certain amount of time,
yeah.
And I couldn't linger, and it couldn't go anywhere after that. So it was like, it was a smart thing. There were people there,
right.
And I didn't have your situation.
Public place.
Whereas your folks may not have liked your wife. Everybody was friends with my ex.
Right.
So like, it was like, I can't tell anybody, not even my closest. Like, no one is going to know about the situation because I didn't want anyone to be a part of this situation. I didn't want to share it with anyone. Right, I didn't want anyone's opinion.
Right,
that's when you know you're about to do some bad shit. When you don't want nobody's opinion.
When you don't want nobody to talk you off of it.
When you're buying the bad hoochie dress that you know you don't have no business in, you don't take none of your girls.
You're taking $400 out the ATM at 11 o'clock.
You're just going
and
buying that shit. This is what that was.
Right.
It was like, I'm not telling a soul. You know who kind of had an inkling? My mama. My
really?
Mother told me.
When
I finally revealed to her that I was getting a divorce, she was like, I've known something was wrong for a year. And I was like, you don't even get to know me. We don't speak like that. You don't get to know me like that. But that was the thing. So when we agreed to meet, it was like, okay, this is going to be under the cover of friendship. And I have someplace else to be. And he's got to go home. So I remember being excited because I don't remember really what you look like aside from your Facebook pictures. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen you since the August before.
Right.
So everything I know about you, every feature of you is Facebook. And
so
remember,
how'd I look?
So wait, remember okay. though, Facebook.
Oh, all right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
So you know, you're Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Facebook has pictures of you 30 pounds heavier to
yeah,
where you are
lot
now.
Of weight
right.
at that time.
So
yeah.
I have different varying pictures of you in my head. So you walk in and you were like 20 pounds thinner than you are now when I saw you the first time.
That was right. I had gone from like 210 and I'm 5'7", right? So I'd gone from 210 to like 160,
right.
165 working out in
and eating nothing, eating P.O.P.O.
And eating, right.
Shout out to P.O.P.O.
Right, with a side salad, for real.
So I walk in and the first thing I thought was, he's got a great smile and he's super welcoming. Because you were like, hey, it was really comfortable. I remember thinking that you were smaller than I remember mm-hmm. Because of how we were dressed differently. You were dressed for work. Mm-hmm. And
right.
and I remember feeling like, I feel really comfortable, but why did we agree to work friends again? So you introduced me to your work people. And
some of which I loved and some of which were just around because that's what happens.
So clearly, though, our energy was evident.
Yeah.
Because the work broads was not loving me.
No.
Like one of them was super friendly.
They started circling the wagons.
Oh, my gosh. It was like the buzzards, like, bitch, we smell
yeah.
blood.
Right.
What is happening right now? One of them kept grabbing
and
you.
All of a sudden, I'm getting sex offers on the
it
spot.
Was, it was insane. Like
that
I had
weren't
never seen
before.
Anything like this. I was like, so did he bring me here to show me how people want
exactly.
him? Like, what is happening
like,
right now?
And I'm like, sis, chill out. Like, you see what I'm trying to do over here? Like, fall back.
The only thing that made me stay was your reaction to them was, where is this coming from all of a sudden?
Right.
And the other dudes that were there were looking at them like, where is this coming from all of a sudden? So that was the only thing that made me feel like, all right.
They're, I wasn't playing
they're
the game.
They're marking their territory. Because otherwise, I'm like, why would he bring me here with chicks he's trying to get with? This
but
doesn't make any sense.
But you also have to remember, you yeah. came in like with the glow.
I did come in like
you
Lola
came
Falana.
In like
I came in
with theme music.
I did.
You
I came in
cape.
Dressed. I had my cape on. So I
you
love a cape,
wind.
People. I love
don't know
a cape
where the wind
and a shawl.
Came from.
I have a wind machine. It travels.
Yeah, right.
Yes, right.
Right.
I came in super polished,
sparks
shiny.
Shooting
I
out
had,
of your eyes.
Like, seriously, I looked like Cleopatra Jones the day I walked in. It
You're
was
like,
insane.
I'm looking for Jason.
I was like, hi, is Jason here? It was hysterical. So I remember we sat, we talked, we laughed, we joked. It felt super comfortable. And you kept putting your hand on my thigh. Like a comforting, like not a sexual, hey, it's good. You're good. And just squeezing my thigh, like, don't worry about these people. You're good.
Because you know the other thing about dating that I know that I taught myself is make sure that your date is comfortable. And if she's not comfortable,
leave.
Make her comfortable
or leave. Get the
or
fuck
leave the
out
set.
Of that situation.
Because
do
if
not
you
stay
want
here
to go home that night
and have
sex,
If the sex is on your agenda,
to be comfortable.
Right.
And if she's not comfortable, if your crib ain't clean, if the club is too loud, if there's too many of your exes around or some bullshit, you better fix that. You got to look back and be like, ooh.
And I'm not the person, or I am now, but I'm not the person then who's going to be like, excuse me, I'm uncomfortable. Then I'm going to sit and brood, which I'm working on. But that night, you kept making me comfortable. So then we walk out because I got to go get to my peoples, and we're standing in the middle of the damn street.
On 2nd Avenue.
Like 51st
Street. 53rd Street.
Right. The place was called like Metro or something at the time.
It was called Metro Lounge. It's in the middle of the world.
We are on
Front
Street.
In the middle and First Avenue.
We are on Front Street.
We're in the middle of God's earth.
And we kissed.
We kissed for like a good couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And it was good. And it felt fun. Like, and your energy was good.
And it felt like elementary school.
And your breath smelled good.
Well, thank you.
And you smelled good. It was just...
And I was like...
It kept making sense.
Yes.
You know, it kept making sense.
And my prayer, because again, I pray to God about stupid things, was I need this kiss to be bad.
I get that.
Because I'm not strong enough to walk away from bad shit. Like, I've never been. So right. If you need this... If this is not supposed to happen, I need you to take him from me.
It was more flirty and less kicking tires.
Yes.
And then we started making plans and we started seeing
each
other.
So now we're on social media
in
the DMs. Now we no longer, I don't know if you remember, we kind of stopped commenting on each other out loud.
I remember exactly.
And everything moved to the DMs.
Yep.
To the point where it was like, we know we need to take this shit down. Like, we need to save this and password protect it because it's happening. And it's now, hey, I'm going to be here at this time. You going to be here? Yeah. And then we start making plans and we start openly talking about sex. Even though we're not talking about sex with each other, we start openly talking about the kind of sex we like.
What we like.
The kind of sex we
want. Don't like.
What we don't want. Mm-hmm. All of those things.
Bad sex we've had.
Bad sex
we've
had. Good
sex we've had. No judgment.
And we're still not talking about our spouses at all.
It was not a thing.
The only thing we talked about is that we don't want to leave our marriages.
Right.
It was kind of like, I'm content, you're content. Yeah, it's not everything I want, but what is? We started going on like lunch dates and dinner dates and things like that. And we started to kiss heavily and all that stuff.
My guy, who was my guy at the time, who is no longer my guy, and that's a different episode. But at the time, that was my dude. And so—
And y'all were in the same shit at this point.
Right, he was married, he was unhappy. He was also cheating on his wife, and we bonded at that point. And then we had the OG, who, serial cheater.
Yeah, well.
At the, you know, up until that point anyway. So it was those two cats that I told. To set the environment, it was me and those two dudes, and then like four or five other women.
One of the things that has always kept us well to me is you going to the college you went to with all the opportunity you had.
Oh, you mean Hampton University?
Right, with the 6-to-1 or 7-to-1 ratio of women to men.
It was about 7.2-to-1.
Right, when we're in a room full of people, it is like, I may have slept with her. I don't remember I slept with her. And not for salacious reasons, but I don't want you to not know the information. And I also, if someone is acting a strange way to you, I need you to know why. Now, luckily, everybody has been adult, but I appreciate the effort on, because it's not like I need to know for details. Who gives a shit? This was before me. But I just need to know information.
But you're my lady.
Right. I need
and
to know for information,
you,
people.
And I respect us. Right. So you should not be the only one in a room
that does
doesn't
not know this
something
situation.
Like that.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. So, but that, you know, so they tripped. When you left, they were like, yo,
what the hell?
What's going on? And I'm like, mind your business. Like, mind your business. And then my man was like, yo, son, she's bad. I was like, I know. And, you know, my other dude was like, oh, I see you. And like, listen. But he's the OG. So he was like, listen, you just got to be prepared for anything that comes with this. And I was like, I understand. I didn't fully understand, but I understood.
Who knew?
But I understood.
Now we're meeting for lunch. We're meeting at horrible Outback Steakhouse. Why did we not know this was bad?
Because it was right downstairs.
It was right down. This is horrible.
It was right downstairs.
My heart still is betrayed.
And
by
they
that
made
shit.
A good ahi tuna salad.
But
at
the steak
time,
is like trash.
We're
we know
talking
this.
2010. It wasn't terrible.
Right. Okay. So, you know, so we're meeting for lunch. We're going to my favorite hideaway, which was the Library Hotel, the bar at the top.
Sexy.
Sexy bar.
Sexy New York City spot.
And drinks are named after famous writers. Word. And I'm like, this is my whole life right here. So I'm drinking at Ernest Hemingway.
Right.
And we're sitting and we're being really grown and we're doing grown adult shit, which is also what I liked.
But we are in public in broad daylight. Yeah, and we're in New York City.
We're stupid
as
shit.
And even though New York City has like between 9 and 11 million people, depending on who you ask,
it's got five black people. It's got five black people.
The black and brown community is
if you went to college at a certain point in time, if you're in a sorority like I am, all that shit.
Inroads or Jack and Jill, or you went to an HBCU, or you went to a school, a state school.
The same thing. We're in broad daylight on dates. My ex and I both know a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our people at the time were corporate. So being in Midtown, I'm destined to see lots of different people. Mm-hmm. So I was very much nervous, but this was too exciting to stop. And I probably felt like I married him knowing that I was making the safe choice versus
your best choice.
My best choice. And of course, I would have never chosen my best choice because the amount of shit that I needed to heal from in order to make any kind of choice and do work. And who knew that then? I was a baby.
You didn't know what that even was for yourself at the time.
At the time. Who knew about daddy issues and all that kind of shit? We said it, but no one knew what it was. So we're dating actively from January like 12th-ish through your birthday, right before your birthday. We go out to dinner, I remember, for your birthday, the day before your birthday.
February 25th.
Right. And your birthday.
2010.
Right. And we go have dinner and I had sent you a song because we bonded over music a lot. Mm. And I had sent you Jill Scott, My Love.
Yo, I'm tripping, right? I heard you got married. You got married. It don't really make any sense.
And, you know, because at the time I was like, this is what I'm feeling, blah, blah, blah. And I remember asking you, I was like, you know, I sent you something and the song, the premise of the song is how much better her love is than the person that he's with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the premise of the song. And the song is gut-wrenching because Jill Scott generally either.
And that was the first time I had heard that record.
Right.
I'd never heard that record.
And I'm a Jill fan. Mm-hmm. So her song is generally gut-wrenching or family reunion and food. There's like no in between.
God bless her.
So I send you the song. And I remember you didn't respond. And I'm like, that's unlike him. And then we're sitting at dinner. And I loved going out to eat with you because I felt like you were so manly about your shit all the time. Like
about my food?
The way you ordered. Like you would listen to what I wanted. And then the waiter would come and you would order for both of us. Like you were listening to what I said, mm-hmm. exactly as I said it. And you would order for both of us. And you would take your cufflinks out or unbutton your cuffs and turn them back so that you would eat and not get food on your... It was like someone had taught you how to do shit. And
I watched my granddaddy and my uncles.
And your dad.
And my pop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there's something about a man that does man in the way that you're used to. Yep. And so it was very much like my dad. Like you drank beer and wine and scotch in a short glass. You weren't going to order anything fruity, nothing chocolatey, nothing like that. You know what I mean? And you weren't going to order a B-52 or some shit like that. And so that was attractive to me because it was like, this is the men I grew up with, as problematic as they were. This is what I'm used to. Mm. And so I remember you're sitting there and I was like, oh, I sent you this song. And you didn't answer. And you looked at me, you stopped eating, you put your friggin' utensils down, and you looked me dead in the eye. And when you look at me in the eye like this now, I'm like, oh shit. You looked me dead in the eye, and you were like, don't send me any shit like that unless you mean it.
Yeah.
It was like, don't send me no shit about how your love is, how you need to be in the space.
Right.
Unless you are dead serious.
Let's keep that shit. That's another threshold.
Over here. So
don't talk, if don't you start real talking ready about for that,
like if
you're
going to be grown, but right. don't dangle that kind of shit.
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about leaving our marriages.
That's a whole different
and to
thing.
To me, that dipped in that pool and let's stop this shit right here. That's not what we're doing
And
here.
I was like, ew, not the response I was expecting at all.
It was cool though.
Nice song.
It was
song,
cool, but I closed it and I was like,
we're not doing that shit.
Nah,
we're not doing that. So I remember after dinner, we kind of start kissing and fooling around, like heavily, but not, but still like we're in space outside. Heavy.
It was in the hallway between the dining room and the bathrooms. Outside.
Yeah, and right. Outside. Yeah. So we're still, in a hallway making out. Yeah. Right. So it was insane. And then we leave that night and we go home. The next day is your birthday. And I believe your birthday is a Friday. So yeah. Your wife at the time puts together this whole dinner for you at Carmine's,
right,
with your people, and
with my money.
Well, whatever. we're not going there. So
I'm sorry, I went there.
Yeah, no, I get it. So we, you know, so I let Friday pass, and it's a weird feeling when you. I mean, speaking to the side pieces out there, when you're when your person
shout
of
out
choice,
to the side
side, shout out to the side pieces, y'all are out there. y'all out there. We talking to you right now. Let's get in a moment. Let's close the door.
There,
let's talk.
Are there
when your dude is out with his family for his birthday or Valentine's Day or Christmas? You know you feel away. It doesn't matter if you which your main dude. You are wondering what dude is doing right now. You almost want to text him to be a bitch, but you're like, I'm not gonna do that. So Jason is out with his wife at Carmine's with a group of people, including dude that linked us.
Oh, of course.
Right. So all
well, he
the,
loves fuck
right,
shit
he loves
like
all
that.
The fuck shit. So he's in it. And you're feeling away, but you also, especially if you're in a situation like me where I am, you know, I'm married. I'm respecting the space. Okay. So I remember that the night of Jason's birthday, my ex and I, we had a good day. And we decided to have some drinks and what have you. And it's funny when you're like sexual energy is up and you want to bring that. You want this to work with your husband. Yeah. You don't want it to work with someone else. So I remember feeling sexual, what have you. And we went home and we had really good sex that night on the 26th. Mm-hmm. And we had a good day. And then I get up and I go to the beauty salon on Saturday. And at the time, I have one of those flip phones with the keyboard, the first ones that the
sidekick.
Keyboard are, like a sidekick. It wasn't a sidekick, but it was one of those like
the
flip phones and your keyboard
went,
was like long, right. It was one of those. And I never put passwords on it. I didn't believe in them. And you and I are talking on Facebook and text. And
it was Facebook DMs.
All that stuff.
Yeah,
and. Yeah. And I leave it but I go to the beauty salon and I come home and I'm looking good. And I go to, you know, I'm in the kitchen. And at the time we lived in a big house and my daughter is like, you know, she's running around the house someplace. And he said, I need to talk to you. And I said, okay. So he brings his laptop downstairs and he looks at me and he says, so who is Jason Vives?
You be my show, Parents speaking in parables, paradise, what they want from me. Shawty's never saw marital, vowing that it'll come for me. Comfort me with the holy book, probably closer to...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.